Is agriculture anti-technology? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Generally, if agriculture is compared to Las Vegas, it's because making a go of it is always a gamble. But college professor Dr. Jason Lusk found another comparison in the famous Las Vegas ad campaign.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that, at least historically, production agriculture has operated in much the same way. What happens on the farm stays on the farm.
But Lusk told a crowd at an American Farm Bureau gathering that the days of consumers being content with that message are over. Their new interest has led to some criticism of conventional agriculture.
What's being proposed as an alternative? If they don't like this, what should we do? And their solution, often when you read these narratives about food, is that we've got to basically return to nature. Let's give up all this technology.
But Lusk said most of those arguments are based on shaky science. They're often fear tactics to help sell books and magazines. They offer up a romanticized reality of the old days on the farm.
I think if we were honest with ourselves, what we'd see is the change in technology has actually been quite positive. It's given us more food, higher quality food, and not only do we spend less income on our food today than our grandparents did, we eat a lot better too, even if we don't like to admit it.
Who wouldn't want to admit that? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.